This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration has been caught again with its hands in the pockets of the poor. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, even you must have been shocked the other day to learn the length the Reagan administration is willing to go in slashing welfare benefits for the poor. On October 1st, they ordered Social Security to start deducting food, clothing, and shelter from federal benefits to the poorest of the poor, the low-income elderly, the blind, and the disabled. Congress was partly to blame because a law had expired prohibiting such deductions. But no one intended that result, Bob. Instead of working with Congress, the administration bided its time until the law expired and then launched a sneak attack on those who need our help the most. Fortunately, the New York Times discovered this mean act and published the facts, and the administration backed down. A happy ending, Bob? Yes. But why did it happen in the first place?
Ted, I don't know what's more distorted, what I just heard or your sorry attacks on Judge Robert Bork. They're both rock bottom. What you're playing for cheap political points today is an in-house memo that never even got close to the president's desk, and it didn't order anything. It was a staff review of the Health and Human Services budget. But here's the difference between Bob Dole and Ted Kennedy. While you were thumbing through the New York Times, I was swinging into action. While you were writing another attack speech, I was on the Senate floor introducing legislation that would prohibit any deductions from these programs for the disadvantaged. Ted, I'm glad you're reading the New York Times, but next time, try finding out what's going on before it hits the front page. This is Senator Bob Dole. Get the latest from Capitol Hill right here on Face Off. So tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.